Welcome to Smoking and Joking with your host, the most fly, Corbin Spell with a Y. Now, hi, y'all. Episode 5 has now arrived. Some of y'all were fucking hitting me up, acting all deprived. But we got 4 episodes. Alright, I know I ain't recorded in a minute, but most of y'all know I was out of town last week. And this week, you know, I really planned, you know, I always say I'm gonna be on here on Sundays, but I got back to Colorado on Sunday after like that 7-hour drive, and I wasn't feeling good. I was hungover, drove a lot, have work, you know, but then I was going to do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Now today is what, Thursday? I was going to get my roommates on it, but you just get caught up in other shit, you know? Mm-hmm. So right now we're smoking on some ice cream cake. I just picked this shit up a couple days ago. I got that white dog. I don't know if I recorded an episode when I had the white dog, but that white dog is something special, boy. Some fucking... that za. I brought an ounce of that, a couple ounces of that to Kansas for my white dogs. Give my white dogs some white dogs. Yeah, they were K-ing off that shit. I stopped in Hayes. You know, I told you guys I was gonna try to record a podcast with my homie in Hayes, one, and then another podcast with my homies in Manhattan. But you know, we would have to record that podcast incognito, because Kansas got them illegal, them laws that makes this plant illegal, so just trying to be safe. Just kidding, y'all know me. I sparked up in the fucking back of the bar while I was there, out in K-State. They got this bar, I don't even know where we were, O'Malley's maybe, it don't matter. But we're in the back of the bar, and I was just, you know, I had my joints on me and shit, and I was like, we are out a while. I needed me a smoke, so just happened to spark it up. Have the whole bar looking at me all crazy. Have that bitch smell like dang. You know what's crazy? I don't even do that shit in Colorado. I don't even spark up outside at the bars here. There's just something about Kansas that just makes me want to be bad. There's something in the Kansas air. It must be the dirt or whatever the fuck you guys be inhaling down there. I like to stay myself up in the mountains. I'm gonna be real with you. Anytime I descend from the mountains, you know, it's problems. So I'm gonna keep my ass up here. But it was good seeing everybody. Man, I had like 15 different things I wanted to talk about. I was thinking about it all last week, all this week. I just need to start writing it down. But it was good seeing everybody. You know, I see them. I probably see them twice a year now, 3 times a year. But I mean, we pick up right where we left off. Like, it's always cool. These have been my homies since elementary school. Like, we have like our same group since elementary school, middle school, high school. It's pretty crazy because me and Dunk Man were just talking an hour ago, and he was saying, yeah, like, I don't even talk to any of my friends from high school. I mean, he's 25, but not that much. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'm going to be talking to my homies whenever I'm 25. They seem to fuck with the podcast, the homies. They were like just saying it was cool, and they wish that, you know, our other friends that live in different states, that they would start a podcast or something just so everybody can keep up with what they're doing. And honestly, it don't sound like a bad idea. Like, at least once a week, I'd like to hear what everybody else is doing, chop it up. I had some of my homegirls I went to high school with said they listened to it, and that They want to make, like, I lay wood lighters. They can make smoking and joking shirts because the homies were saying that they wanted a shirt. That'd actually be kind of cool. And I've always wanted to make, like, an I lay wood shirt, like, for my company because it's just hilarious. It almost seems make-believe, like you're fucking with me. We went to the store yesterday. Our pantry was looking sorry. Like a third world pantry type shit. Like we had rice and fucking hamburger. Surviving. But we went to Sam's yesterday, got like $600 worth of groceries. And our shit is packed. We got some drinks. We got some food. Some snacks. Some sweets. We in there like swimwear. Nah. I wouldn't. Oh, shit. I would much rather just have. I keep spinning around in this chair and I end up like facing away from the mic, so I hope it ain't a problem, but fuck, just forgot what I was talking about. Oh yeah. If I'm gonna be honest, I'm a drank person. If there's like a bag of cookies, like some Oreos or some Chips Ahoy, we got some like little fucking, these premium cookies, I don't even know what they're called, but they look gas. Or, like a Gatorade, a Sunny D, a Brisk. I don't even want to say soda, because I ain't even like a real pop guy. Sprite's really the only pop I drink. Coke's cool if there's whiskey in it, but, you know. So I could go without the snacks and more drinks. Because I ain't really like a snacky guy. You know, I'll ask you guys this. Fuck. This is my first smoke of the day, if you can't tell. And I haven't even really been smoking this week because I'm trying to get back into the fucking groove of things, like working, and because once if I take a week off, son, and come back, what, like, man, like, you, see, I just had like so many thoughts, like I don't even know which track to go with. Take a week off. I don't want to get back into the grind, plain and simple. Y'all know it. Your winter break, y'all ain't wanna come back. Fuck that shit. School sucks regardless. At least when you're working, you're making money. School, you just like spending money. You spending money to not enjoy yourself. Let me get back to this drink thing. So, are you guys like it can be like a Gatorade or whatever, like any juices type shit for me. Or it could be like any candy bar, any whatever, candy, snacks, your favorite shit. I would choose a drink over my favorite snack 9 out of 10 times, even if I'm hungry. To be honest, even if I'm hungry. Like, let's say you're about to go on a road trip. You're filling up your gas. You're only allowed one thing inside. Are you guys choosing the drink? Or are you choosing the snack? Because whenever, I mean, I wanted to use an analogy, like whenever you're a kid, what'd you do? What'd you pick? Because that's you to the core. That's your true self. I guess that's not really true either. I really don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about now. Oh yeah. Went to jiu-jitsu last night, son. Trying to choke people out. Listening to them gargling shit. I was in there gargling myself. I was rolling with this guy, Muhammad. Thick thighs, boy. His thighs are the size of my fucking body. Thick old thighs. Muhammad's a big boy. He's thick. So we were working triangles. Whenever he'd wrap them thick ass fucking legs, them tree trunks around my shoulders and neck area, oh my, and we'd have to try to escape. Either you escape or you finish. That's what we're working. So he was trying to finish me. I'm out there pushing it and pulling, trying to get these goddamn turkey legs. Okay, so this is what it's like. A chicken leg next to a turkey leg. Like, you know, whenever you go eat those big ass fucking barbarian meat, that turkey leg, that big ass shit, compared to a little chicken wing. Those were our leg comparisons. So I'm fucking wrestling one leg, just trying to survive. Dying. Break free. He got me one time, son, and cranked it. Cranked it. About went out quick before I could even tap. And then whenever I was trying with his thick ass, I couldn't even, he was fucking picking me up with the goddamn triangle still large. I mean, he's all swinging me around, standing up. I'm like, goddamn, picking me up and shit. Slamming, wah! Just let go. And then I had this other kid, this fucking tall ass, skinny ass. So whenever I'm trying to lock my triangle, his skinny ass fucking neck, I gotta like touch my heel to my ass to lock this goddamn triangle. Most of you probably don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about, but I couldn't fucking, it was hard to tap this nigga on top of him fighting for his life. Good thing I'm strong as hell. I'd like disengage my triangle and like get him back and fucking, where are you going? But it's cool, I got striking and jujitsu tonight. Competition conditioning, so I'm gonna go to that. I think I'm gonna work tomorrow. Only got 3 houses, so. Knock those out in the morning. The homie Joe Lee, having a little birthday thing. Y'all know my birthday's Sunday, but I think because the Gervonta, or not the Gervonta, the fuck I'm talking about, the Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder fight is Saturday, October 9th. So I think I'm just going to stay home and fucking have some of the homies over, barbecue, get a little drink. Get a little smoke. Y'all know. Just have a nice little time. Probably put some money on the fights. You know. I'm feeling like 1,000. Because I lost 1,000 on McGregor's stupid fucking ass. So I'm thinking. I'm thinking Fury. You know. But Wilder. Wilder, you just got to touch. You just got to touch you one time. And I guess with this new coach, he's been, you know, working the jab. Working the jab, he ain't just trying to slug that right. But there is no better boxer, true boxer, than fucking Tyson Fury. The way he moves at heavyweight, son, ridiculous. But he's hit or miss. Like, he looks like a fucking bag of milk. He looks like, his body's like warm cheese. You want me to bet $1,000 on somebody's physique that looks like warm cheese versus somebody who's in shape that just has to touch you? Bing! NyQuil. Deontay starches, dudes. I don't know. I'm gonna look at the line, see what the odds are, so see what's going on. That'll really be the deciding factor, so oh shit, I think Johnny had a question right here. There's something about to let's hear something about to, that's funny as fuck. Just talked about it, Johnny boy. Just talked about it. Hold on, I gotta reply to him. I'm actually replying to you in real time, darling. That's actually hilarious. Getting kind of sidetracked, but I mean, I think I covered, you know, my week that I was gone. Getting back into the swing of things. Because my joint's out, you know. It was a solo dolo. Episode 5 was a solo dolo. Dunkman was going to come up here and jump on one. We might do another one. Just keep it on ice like the last. But we'll see what's going on. All right, I mean, I hope y'all have a good weekend. Good, safe weekend. Be smart. Because, I mean, I'm going to try to take my own advice. But I'm going to be, yeah, let me just get out of here. All right, then, y'all. Episode 5. Be easy. Peace.